Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Lady friend and I have something to announce to the world.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I want all of you to be a part of this with me.
Okay.
I have purchased a raccoon trap.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Fish that went into a new tank. I'm not familiar with my tank anymore.
We gotta dip you in the plastic bag into the water for, you know, just a little while, just till you get used to it.
Yeah, so I can
start
look at my surroundings.
Slow.
Yeah. Getting used to the smells again.
Ease into it just a little bit. You know?
Just a tiny bit.
Hello, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Napier, and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse. I think. Travis, did you die?
Dan Fernicase.
You're trying to give me visual cues to look at something. What are you trying to get me to look at?
Oh, no, I just wanted to get my little thingy out.
Oh. So I was misreading the signs?
Yes.
Probably joined by Drunkard STL on the Twitters here in a little bit, but we haven't heard from him.
Which is normal.
Yeah. He usually shows up about halfway to save the show. To get a hold of the show, 309-740-1430, or you can get a hold of us on Skype at WFO Dix.
And you can call, like, to ask us anything. Anything you wanted to know about Mike or Napier and myself, just go ahead and use one of those contacts.
Like, if they have any questions about, like, our lives?
Yeah, like our lives or our interests or what we, you know, what we're looking forward to, you know, what we want out of life.
If you want to know Napier's favorite color?
Right. Or his favorite song.
Napier, what is your favorite song? Now I want to know. It's something involving little Asian women, I bet, right?
One Night in Bangkok?
Anything by Baby Metal?
Baby Metal?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like something I'd like at all.
Apparently, Lady Gaga and Baby Metal are going on tour.
Oh.
Baby Metal is a weird little Japanese band. It's ladies who sing over death metal. It's weird.
So they already have the death metal, it's like instrumentals, and then they just sing over it? They don't actually play the death metal themselves?
No, they don't play any instruments.
Oh. So what would a tour of them consist of? Just going up there with microphones, and then they just play the songs and they sing over it?
Yeah, it's pop music. It's like, you know,
or
all pop
singers.
Do you
think they get a house band together?
I think they use house bands. Like, they get somebody to actually play it. It's not like a dude in the back with a laptop.
Just hits play. Yeah. Like when you go see one of those DJ guys?
Yeah, it's kind of weird to watch them because you know they've like made this song up, you know, weeks in advance, and they got a little fake stereo equipment set out, and they like hit knobs and pull levers that do absolutely fucking nothing.
Your brother-in-law does that, doesn't he?
I don't know what he does. He does something.
He makes a DJ. He invites me to stuff on Facebook all the time. His DJ events.
I don't really know like if he does the turntables or if he does like
the wiki stuff.
Yeah, I don't think people do the wiki stuff anymore. I think that's dead.
You just go up there with an iPod and hit play, and then you know just kind of.
No, you got to put on a show. You got to like get the those little snap lights. Kind of snap them in their little plastic lights.
So you like turn them on and off? And
yeah. You gotta put on a show to the crowd.
Is that what they're doing? They're controlling the lights?
No.
They're moving around?
No, they're like fiddling with those little, you know, those stick lights where you snap them and they crack and then they glow for a little bit.
Their whole show is pre-programmed, though. All those DJs. Napier, you saw that Bronies documentary on Netflix, right?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see it? Well, there's a guy that did nothing but, like, his whole jam was, like, making these light shows of My Little Pony characters, but, like, set to, like, music. And he'd go to these, like, Brony conventions, and he'd have this laptop with, like, this projector set up. And all he would do is, like, he would just cross his fingers and hope his laptop didn't take a shit. And he would stand in front of it and, like, kind of bob his head and hold one headphone to his head with his hand, and then like just pretend like he was doing shit on the laptop. I think that's what DJs do now.
Yeah, it's more artistic, like dance play than actually making music.
Napier doesn't have to watch a documentary on Bronies, Travis. He lives it.
Lives that life.
That's funny. I just thought Matt in the chat says the Travis shine has worn off of drunk. That's absolutely true. And you know when it happened?
When
we made him aware of it.
Oh.
The week that we said something to Drunk about how he started being on time when Travis started coming, that's the week it all changed.
That's when the next week he didn't show up, and then the week after that he was late.
Right.
See, yeah. you scared him with success. Some people are afraid to be to be winners. They don't know what to do with themselves.
You were talking about guys his laptop taking a crap and stuff. And I was thinking the other day about how, isn't it about time that just everything runs on double A's?
No, double A's suck.
Well, I mean, like everything that runs on batteries should just be double A's now.
No, they got those.
That's kind of like what everything for the most part is. And then you just get like a rando thing that you have to go out and buy some D's for or some triple A's. And then you're pissed off because then you got to keep triple A's in your house. And shouldn't just everything be double A's?
I am completely on board with this because I have two young children and all of their fucking toys run on batteries of some sort. Whether they do anything or not, you have to put batteries in them to like move the arms of an action figure. And nothing chaps my ass more than when you open up the back of this fake fucking laptop computer and it takes like 17 AAA batteries instead of two AA batteries.
Right, and even if it was like D's or something, and it's like, oh, well, it's 2 D's instead of 4 AA's. I'd way rather put more AA's in something than have to go to the store and buy some D's.
You tell me what the difference is between D and C batteries.
They you look know, about like, the same size.
No,
double
D's
A
are bigger.
And triple A, like, I guess I don't even see really a difference there, but fucking C's and D's, they're huge fucking batteries. Why two different kinds?
The D's are to put into those mag lights, so that you can, like, beat the shit out of somebody with your heavy-ass mag light.
Double A's just don't have enough force.
No, they don't have the girth of D's.
At that point, you should just put those giant, like, lantern batteries in a sack and just beat the shit out of somebody with that.
No, I don't see mall security guards being able to get away with beating the shit out of some 17-year-old skater with a blanket full of fucking van batteries.
You just pick up a car battery over his head and just smash it down in the fucking kid's skull.
That's something to consider, like a use for batteries, because batteries, it's hard to kind of recycle those, aren't they?
Yeah, but I mean, they keep their weight.
Just fill up socks with them. Yeah, they keep their weight. Fill up socks with them and sell them as weapons to kids to take to school.
Yeah, that'll teach that little bully to stop fucking with you. A sock full of D cells right against the lips. Watch him smart off then.
So what else is going on? You were off last week.
Yeah.
You weren't feeling well.
No, I was having like an allergy thing going on.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I didn't take my little allergy pills, so I got the messed up sinus headache.
I mean, did you do anything neat? Any fun things? Has anything happened to you that was noteworthy in some meaningful way?
I bought Skyrim because it was on sale.
How are you enjoying that?
I'm enjoying the ever-loving piss out of some Skyrim.
That's the fellow with the horns on his helmet.
Yeah.
And the thing about getting an arrow in your knee.
And the Fusroda. Yeah.
That's all I know about it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Don on Nerdgasm refers to it as Scrim.
Why Scrim?
And it makes people mad when he calls it Scrim.
I don't get the reference.
I don't either. I don't know what it means.
I haven't beat the game yet.
When I listen to Nerdgasm, I don't understand most of what they're talking about. I just pick up little things, and I say, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like watching British TV. Like, you're right. Getting most of the conversation, but every once in a while there's a word in there you don't know what the fuck it is.
It's like watching a Guy Ritchie movie.
Yeah.
Did you see that they're making a TV adaptation on NBC of Constantine? I think it's a comic book, and it was a Keanu Reeves movie, and now they're going to make a TV show about it.
Oh, where Keanu Reeves was the angel, and he had to come back and, like, smote people with his PSP?
Yeah. That was pretty much it. And I think Gavin Rossdale was in it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
the
it
only
was.
Time they let him act, and then he didn't act anymore after that. For some reason, a big part of his character, apparently, and something that everybody seems to be really concerned about, is that in the comic book, he's pretty much always smoking cigarettes. And apparently, on NBC, you're not allowed to smoke cigarettes at all on television, because it's impressionable to kids. So a show where he's probably going to be, like, murdering demons...
Don't light up that camel.
Yeah, he can't smoke a cigarette. I mean, like, you know, Special Victims Unit is on NBC, and I mean that's a show about cops who, like, solve fictional made up child murder cases. I mean, they some guy sits in a room and says, "All right, what grisly crime are they going to solve this week?" You know, oh, dad's gonna, you know, fuck his son
to death.
To death.
And then they burn down pictures, his house.
They show pictures of, like, the mutilated corpse, like, to try to solve the crime, but...
And it's created. I mean, it's not, like, it's news. It's a fictional universe filled with child rapists and murderers.
Yeah, but
and
they're
that's
not...
fine. I mean, that show on Fox with Footloose...
Following...
Yeah, the guy he's really into Edgar Allan Poe, so everybody wears Edgar Allan Poe masks. I think in the first episode of that show, a guy ran up to a guy at a hot dog stand and set him on fire in the middle of the street, and the guy just burned to death in the middle of the street. And that's fine on network television.
Well, watch
but
10 minutes of the show Hannibal.
Fucking forbid... This guy smokes... That's where you draw the line, is this guy smokes a goddamn cigarette.
The problem is, if you're a network and you're going to say that this guy can't smoke cigarettes, it's completely antithetical to the character, because one of his whole deals is he just doesn't give a shit, so he's like an alcoholic chain smoker because he's, like, plagued with this gift, quote-unquote, where he has to, like, stop demons and investigate shit. So he's, like, constantly smoking and to try to kill himself quicker. And he ends up with, like, lung cancer in the thing, so you, like, never know if the lung cancer is going to kill him and shit. So it's, like, a big part of this guy's backstory. So you're going to put him on network TV where you can't do any of that shit, but you're still going to let him, like, murder demons and probably have people killed by the demons splattered all over walls and shit. It's going to say shit, like, on the wall, like, you fucked with the wrong demon, but, like, spelled with kids' bloods and shit, you know? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe instead of having him smoke, they can just give him, like, a little, like, a fedora hat with the word asbestos written on it, and that's how he gets lung cancer. He just has this hat. It's made out of asbestos. He doesn't give a shit. It's always there. It's his fuck life crown.
I wear an asbestos hat. I don't give a shit.
And that also shows that someone doesn't give a shit. You're right, Napier.
You know, other than eating, you know, fucking Jolly Ranchers that have been hanging out at nuclear waste site. I mean, I don't know what else you could do.
Like, you could also show that he doesn't give a shit because, like, he just pisses in a toilet that is clogged up until, like, it overfills, and he just lets it go.
Oh, or even, also he doesn't use the crosswalk.
Or even better, he could just piss on a toilet with the lid down. Like, the cover is completely down. There's no way he's getting piss inside the bowl. He just pisses right on the cover, just doesn't give a shit. It's just the act of pissing.
Do you think
in a...
that you can show jaywalking on network television?
I'd hope so.
What about maybe drunk he driving?
Only if that the person is a dick.
They have, like, a big list of, like, stipulations if you show certain shit, and I think drunk driving you have to show, like, a negative consequence to it.
What if they show a negative consequence to smoking?
That's what I don't understand, because it looks like they nailed the show. The guy looks exactly like Constantine from the books, and it looks like they have the vibe going down. But that's the thing. Like, it's not like they're glorifying smoking cigarettes. Dude gets fucking lung cancer and is coughing up blood all the time.
That's a negative consequence to smoking.
Big time.
How about every time he lights up a cigarette, they just show a pair of nice, healthy pink lungs turning black and decaying with maggots in them. Like, this is happening to this son of a bitch right now.
Or put, like a line of shit at the bottom, like they do in the commercials, you know,
like Valtrex?
Every single time he lights a cigarette, there's a disclaimer at the bottom of the screen that says smoking may cause lung cancer.
Well, they could do it like you've seen that movie Three Kings with George Clooney and, like, Ice Cube and shit about that when they were in Iraq.
Yeah.
Looking for the gold. Well, remember every time somebody got shot, like, the bullet went through them and it, like, pierced organs and bile, like, spilled out inside of their body?
Right.
They could do, like, every time he takes a drag of his cigarette, they, like, zoom into his body and they just show the smoke, like, blackening all of his organs.
Yeah, like,
just gets a little bit darker every time.
Yep.
Some green pustule thing just pops and he gets this green nasty bile all over his fucking heart.
Speaking of, like, video games, they could have, like, a little life bar on the side, but instead of, like draining your life, like, it like, starts filling up, and then, like, at the very top is, like, the blackest lung that would, like, just explode into a big pustule.
Or a little counter, like how many times it's going to take him to smoke cigarettes to get lung cancer. And then when he's at the doctor's office, like a little fucking Price is Right sound comes on. Like, dude, you're the winner, dude.
Well, it's just funny because, I mean, like, I was researching the, you know, some of the backstory on the Washington Redskins controversy. And, like, I was on, like, a little click thing where I was, you know, looking for an angle on it. And I mean, like, at the top of the fucking screen, on the Disney Wikipedia, there was a Disney Wiki thing. I was looking up the lyrics to What Makes the Red Man Red from Peter Pan. And at the very top of the screen is an advertisement for 300 Rise of the Empire, where a chick has a knife up to a guy's throat. I mean, on the top of the fucking Disney page, I'm looking up song lyrics to a Peter Pan song, and it's a chick with a knife up to a guy's throat, and that's perfectly fine.
Well, they probably assume if you're looking up those lyrics, you're a woman, number one. And number two, you're fucking psychotic. So this would be targeted advertising.
What do you think of the Washington Redskins thing? We haven't talked about that at all. It's been going on for a few weeks.
I understand why people are pissed off.
You do?
Yeah, it'd be like calling the... Instead of the Blackhawks, you know, the Spearchuckers. or the Seattle Shamblams. Something goofy-ass. But, it's a racial slur.
It's not a racial slur, though, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, just...
Redskin is a racial slur?
Yeah.
They just determined that handicapped is now a slur. Now you can't say handicapped.
Well, nobody's going to make a team called the Atlanta Cripples.
They want to change the handicap symbol because it's degrading to handicapped people.
What are they going to make the symbol then, if not a wheelchair? That's universally known.
A guy that is standing on all fours but has like a thumbs down. Like, oh man, I can't go all that far. I don't know what it is. But I mean, as far as the Redskins thing goes,
the Redskins have been around since, what, 1932?
Yes.
So they've been around for 82 years.
Yes.
25 years before that, Oklahoma became the 46th state.
Yes.
Do you know what Oklahoma stands for?
Probably some horrible Indian reservation name.
Oklahoma is based on Choctaw Indian words, which translate to red people. So do we need to rename Oklahoma? Is Oklahoma racist?
I think Mississippi is, but that's just because of the people who live there.
Isn't this whole country founded on racism? Didn't we come here and slaughter like an entire nation of red people and then take their land and like repopulate it with our own people and like kind of give them a couple of acres to call their own?
Well, yeah, but then they took it away once the first drop of crude oil was found.
And then we just relocated them again?
Yeah, but then they found gold in the mountains that they moved them to, so they had to move them again.
All right, guys, you go find this other place. That'll be cool.
Yeah, each time they move them somewhere, there's some new resource that they can dig out of the ground and piss off all the people who live there.
But hey, you know, hundreds of years later, we let them have their Indian casinos and make, you know, make tax-free money. So it's all good.
Well, apparently those aren't, a lot of those places aren't actually owned by the tribe. It's like a guy who had like a grandpa that was kind of in the tribe, and he just owns it.
Well, they got back at us because they apparently made a shady business deal with the band Candlebox and stole all of Candlebox's money.
Why would Candlebox have that weird sort of deal?
I don't know. There was an Indian tribe that made a deal with Candlebox that they were going to help finance their tour, but they wanted like a cut of it. And apparently it was a really shady deal, and so now Candlebox is like financially screwed up. I read about it earlier. It was kind of sad.
Well, at least they didn't give him a whole shit ton of blankets to sleep on with smallpox in it.
If you look on Candlebox's Facebook page, like their guitarist is like selling off his guitars and stuff, trying to, you know, make money because apparently the Indians have all his money.
Well, how did Candlebox get into that destitute of state?
They're probably playing Indian casinos as like their primary gigs, right? And then that's
it.
Another weird thing, Bill Cosby is coming to one of the casinos here. Isn't that a little weird?
See the Cos, man. I saw him like a handful of years ago at the university that's in the town adjoining mine. He's great.
I find it weird that all of these people are touring casinos. I used to think like the only people who would play casinos are like shitty 80s cover bands of Poison.
Apparently it's really good money because they want... You know, they want people in their places, and so they'll pay pretty good money to get these acts in there in hopes that everybody sticks around and gambles afterwards.
I'm sure some do.
Yeah. And it's like an Kenny Loggins comes here, like, seems like every 8 months and does a casino.
Yeah, I like looking at the advertisements because they use new ones each time he's here, and it's like watching a corpse decay. He just gets fucking worse every fucking time he comes around. It looks like a Faces of Meth, like, before and after photo.
I don't think Kenny Loggins ever did any meth.
No, but, I mean, the guy's got to be 80 by now.
No, he's not.
Kenny Loggins?
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins is probably almost 60.
He was in the final episode of Raising Hope where they like hired him to play like their fake wedding and they just wanted him to play like the one or two songs. He looks pretty, I mean, obviously he had plastic surgery, but he doesn't look terrible.
I'm not talking about Kenny Rogers. I'm talking about Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Right.
Guys.
Kenny Loggins looks like...
Kenny Rogers looks like all the plastic surgery was done to him.
Oh, don't fool yourself, man. Kenny Loggins also has had some work done to that face.
There was a Vice article about... Neverland, where they interviewed some...
The Ninja Turtles.
they gave them code names because, you know, what they were doing was illegal. Guys that broke in, or they didn't break in, they snuck into Neverland Ranch and kind of, you know, walked around and took pictures and were kind of exploring the grounds a little bit, which have been vacant and not used for a while. I mean, there's still guards there and people that are paid to, you know, make sure that nobody vandalizes the place.
Doing a bang up job, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah. But I did a little research on Neverland just to see like what the asking price is, and it's somewhere in like the $50 million range. Which, I mean, if you really think about the last couple of years, the way that the Jackson family has kind of trended, it kind of seems like they're pissing on his legacy of music. Don't really give a shit. They're just trying to milk every dime out of what they can.
Well, I mean, what else do you expect from a child singer?
Right. I mean, you know, they have the Cirque du Soleil tour, and they have his hologram out there, and they're putting out, they're paying Timbaland to make songs of his that were never meant to actually be released.
Are you talking about that new album?
Oh, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's just ridiculous.
There's a lot of Michael Jackson stuff that I like, especially even from like the last decade of his life that maybe it wasn't his best stuff, but it was still like kind of catchy.
Right.
This fucking album was
but I mean,
horrendous.
Like, we're of that age that Michael Jackson was probably like a really big part of us growing up. You were a Michael Jackson guy when you were a kid, weren't you?
Oh God, everybody was.
Everybody was, right? And I mean, like, our generation is the generation with like disposable income that are, you know, probably taking our new families on trips and stuff. Graceland, where Elvis lived, is a tourist attraction that 30 years after it opened to the public still generates $30 million a year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people come from, like, other countries to go visit
to
Graceland.
See Graceland. And that was, it's been open for 30 years.
Like, even people that don't necessarily like Elvis, if they go down to Tennessee, they're going to Graceland.
But yeah, but stick with me here. The only reason to go to Memphis, Tennessee is pretty much to see Graceland.
Oh, and barbecue. Apparently they have barbecue.
I've been to Memphis. It's not that great. The only cool thing to see in Memphis is Graceland.
And every shop in Memphis has some goofy-ass Elvis thing, too.
Now, if that place makes $30 million a year after being open for 30 years, imagine fucking Neverland. Fucking crazy-ass Neverland. I mean, the pictures are ridiculous. It's the fucking weird art and just weird statues and weird everything. It's the weirdest fucking place in the world. Whether you're a Michael Jackson fan, which hardly nobody isn't a fan of Michael Jackson, at least from when they were a kid, there's still that fascination. Whether you're a cynic, whether you're a fan, anyone in the world would want to go see how this crazy motherfucker lived.
Well, and it's so expansive. Like, it's the size of like a Six Flags. Because I remember the first time, you know, when I was younger, you know, I think it was probably around his black and white days. And it was the first time I had seen, like, an aerial photo of Neverland. And I almost shit my pants being, like, an 11-year-old kid because it was this giant layout of, like, a zoo and, like, go-karts and shit all over the place.
A Ferris wheel? Even,
yeah, you couldn't even fit it in one aerial photo. You had to have multiple. And it's after seeing, like, this up-close look in this Vice article, fuck yeah, I would pay, like, $40-$50 to go tour around that place.
And it's in Los Angeles. So, I mean, like, Graceland makes $30 million a year being the only destination in Memphis.
Or in Tennessee.
A fucking Graceland is in Los Angeles, where there's fucking Disneyland, Universal Studios, the Hollywood Walk of Fame, fucking beaches, fucking everything, to where, I mean, like, whether you are the primary destination or the secondary destination, Your money's your money just the same. I mean, you're getting paid whether people came for Disneyland or you. And if I went there for Disneyland, I would sure as shit go see fucking Neverland because it sounds like a fucking crazy creep show
they would have
I
to like,
want to see.
It'd have to be just like Graceland 2 where they left it exactly as is and never touched a fucking thing because some of those statues and some of the layouts of the papers and shit that were on his desk and those photos that they had in that article were just creepy as hell.
It'd be like walking around acres and acres of a mental disease and childhood trauma. It would probably be the creepiest goddamn place on this planet, outside of Japan.
You would go see Neverland, wouldn't you, if you happened to already be in Los Angeles?
If I happened to be there, I would have to.
You'd have to?
Yeah, I'd have to see what the fucking fuss was about.
It looks fucking insane. He has weird statues of kids. Like, he has weird paintings of himself walking with kids. It's the weirdest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life. I wasn't really all that impressed with Graceland, to be honest with you.
Did they have the TV that Elvis shot when he was pissed off?
No.
Oh.
But, I mean, you know, like, you can see this guy lived excessively. You can say, well, this guy had, this guy had some weird shit. But, I mean, nothing would compare to how weird Michael Jackson must have lived.
Oh, God, no.
And I think that they're making a big mistake trying to sell that to someone to live in, because nobody's weird enough to buy that place.
Not
they
to
just
live
need
there.
To open that as a goddamn tourist attraction and cash in.
That'd be the smart thing, but apparently they don't. People can take advantage of just going there, and like the doors are wide open anyway, so you can just walk in and check it out if you want.
I don't know. I'd feel weird, like, for his kids, because, you know, they're kind of traipsing around, you know, daddy's psychosises and, you know, making money off of it. That'd be kind of weird. Like, if you actually had to, like, talk to his kids every day.
Well, I don't, they don't live there anymore.
No, but nobody, I mean, lives there. The family does. The family.
Nobody lives there.
Well, the family has to see the kids, and every time something goofy comes out, kids are going to hear about it, and then they go like, oh, well, I guess we'll just put this in the scrapbook of fucked up shit Dad did.
I don't think, they probably don't really have that scrapbook.
No, it's probably there, just, you know, mentally. Scarring over.
Let's take a break.
Yeah. Maybe Drunk will show up.
You think?
No.
We will be back in 5 minutes. Thank you for sticking with us. Bye.
I was more disappointed when I found out wrestling wasn't real than when I found out Santa wasn't real. And then when I found out Jesus wasn't real, shit, dude.
Here at Sonic Blasphemy, we are an equal opportunity offender.
Corn muffins!
Motherfuckers.
You're full of shit.
I'm just an asshole, I guess.
I almost shit my fucking diggers.
We're totally naked right now.
There's lots of back hair in this room.
What the fuck?
We want our Dutch rudder. And this is why I'm a terrible person.
For more audiosyncratic insanity, check us out on the interwebs at www.sb3pod.com, radiofubar.com, iTunes, and Stitcher.
If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430, or you can get a hold of us on Skype, WFO Dicks.
Apparently nobody has any questions for Napier, or they don't want to, like, know about his favorite color or anything. Nobody's called.
I guess not, Travis. I guess not. Have you noticed that there's, like, 300 different kinds of Cheez-Its now?
Yeah, I don't really like all of them that much.
They got like a Monterey Jack Cheez-It and like a mozzarella Cheez-It and a whole grain Cheez-It.
Oh, they had a jalapeno one too.
They have that one where it's like different flavors on the other sides.
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of different kind of Cheez-Its, but you know what kind of Cheez-Its they need? Burnt Cheez-Its.
Ew.
Like, when I get a box of Cheez-Its, I dig through them for the burnt ones, because those are the best. Like the ones with the burnt edges. Those are so good.
They probably just taste like burnt Cheez-Its. Why don't you just put them in a skillet for a little bit?
Oh, that's not a bad idea, actually. Like, cook up some Cheez-Its?
Yeah, like toast them.
Toasted Cheez-Its?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I think so.
I'm going to do that. That's a good idea.
Or maybe you could, you know, put some in a Fry Daddy and have fried Cheez-Its.
Fried Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea either, actually. But I just, when I eat a bag of Cheez-Its, I was eating some Cheez-Its earlier. I like them. I like Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its are the best when you just open the bag, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the second time you eat them, not as good as the first.
No, they go stale quick.
Yeah, but the burnt ones, that's what...
Do you do the thing where you open the bag and you, like, stick your nose in it and take a big whiff before you start eating them?
Yeah. Actually, I make Cheez-It chicken, where you, like, crush up the chicken and you
like shake and bake.
Yeah, it's like shake and bake only with Cheez-Its, and you coat them with sour cream, and
that's
then,
awesome.
And then you toss them in Cheez-Its, and then you bake them. So fucking good.
And I use Goldfish crackers for my hamburgers. If I make like my own hamburger patties, just crush those fuckers up and like smash them into the hamburgers. Delicious.
That sounds good. I like it.
I like to take you know those hot fries.
Yeah.
You take a shit ton of hot fries, and you crush them up into like a fine little powder, and you take lettuce or, you know, just any salad, sprinkle that as your croutons, and that's your croutons, hot fries.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
That'd be good. Yeah.
Did you sneeze, Travis? Is that what you did?
No. he said lettuce or any kind of salad, and it made me.
Well, spinach isn't lettuce.
I know. I know. It's just.
It's like our little cooking segment. Do you have any other cooking tips, Dave?
What wine pairs nicely with that hot fry salad?
I'm going to go with a fine vintage Boone's Farm.
A box of Merlot.
That is pretty much like the most white trash thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Hey, when all you've got is hot fries, a head of iceberg lettuce, a thing of ranch dressing, and two buck chuck wine, you need to make a meal out of that some way.
You can make a nice soup, I think.
Is it with Andy Cap on it?
Oh, God. Yeah, you got to get the name brand hot fries.
You just got to go.
Napier should write like a blog for the Andy Cap website. It's like recipes. Hot fries recipes.
It'll just be me with my shirt off, covered in ranch dressing.
You're here because you love hot fries. Now let me tell you how you can make hot fries a part of every meal.
And each recipe just begins with, look, I know you're on your last fucking rope, dude, but trust me, hold on for this one.
You have to just do text because all the people on 56K modems won't be able to load all those impressive graphics.
This recipe will take the shotgun out of your mouth.
It's got pictures for the illiterates, and like instead of numbers, it's just like hand symbols for the numbers that they use at the football games.
Dear consumer, I know you have a choice whether or not to eat my Andy Cap hot fries salad or shoot yourself in the face. I just urge you to try this first.
Before you bite that bullet, bite into a delicious bag of Andy Cap hot fries along with ranch dressing and lettuce.
And if this doesn't help you, well then, God damn it, nothing will.
Available at fine vending machines everywhere.
Well,
that was nice.
Yeah. You should open a restaurant, Napier. You get all kinds of like real nice, elegant foods and somehow trash them up.
Oh, yeah, I could do that easily.
I mean, like, you know, serve like all kinds of fancy stuff, but then sprinkle cool ranch Doritos on the top of it or something.
Or butter fried bacon. Caramelized with thick brown sugar and molasses, and everybody, like, there's like the entrance way, it's like really big so people can get like two rascals side by side through the goddamn doors.
Because of all the diabetes.
But then you take the butter-fried caramelized bacon and you have it sticking out of a pile of Lucky Charms cereal.
And at the bottom, the entire bowl is coated in delicious Crisco. So that when you stir it up, you can get that hog fat goodness.
You know what would be the perfect location for this restaurant?
Next to a diabetes clinic.
I was going to say right next to a fucking vegan restaurant. You know what I mean? Because you know half the people that are at that piece of shit vegan restaurant are not there because they actually want to eat that terrible garbage. It's because somebody either drug them there or they like want to like show a different face, you know, like, oh, look at me, I'm a vegan. So you're going to get those people running out of that restaurant at the end and like coming right in to eat like pork rind stew, you know?
What's that Australian chef guy's name that goes around and yells at people?
Jamie Oliver?
Well, no, that's...
If you're talking about Gordon Ramsay, he's British.
Gordon, oh, is he British?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, Gordon Ramsay. He has that Kitchen Nightmares show.
I love that show.
I read an article that show's been on for 10 years, and in the 10 seasons that show has been on, of the restaurants that were featured on that show, 60% of them are now closed.
Well, you could make the other argument that if there hadn't been a show, 100% of them would have closed.
Those 40% wouldn't exist anymore.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay, speaking of vegans, he got in trouble over in England one day because on one of his little fucking shows, he was serving vegans ham. Like, not telling them about it. He's like, oh, this is a vegan pizza.
Wouldn't they know?
Apparently not many of them found out until significantly later. Oh. When they couldn't process the ham, like their stomachs just couldn't process meat anymore, and they got massive diarrhea and vomiting. So he had to go out on one of their little newspapers and like apologize to everybody. Like, oh, well, I went to India and I had all this great vegan food, and now I don't hate vegans anymore.
Oh, so at that time he hated vegans?
Oh,
he did
yeah.
it on purpose?
He did it on purpose.
Oh.
Like as a stunt to say, you know what? These people are fucking idiots. There's absolutely no reason not to eat meat. You people are dumbasses. And he fed these people meat unknowingly, like against their will.
That's
like that Seinfeld episode where the chick wouldn't eat lobster. And then he like cut up the lobster and put it in her scrambled eggs just for spite.
60% though.
Is that in the UK and in the United States? Because I know he had that show, Kitchen Nightmares, was on in the UK for years before they Americanized it.
And he went to some fucking dirt shit restaurants over in England. Like
there were some bad ones.
Well, I mean, I see there was an episode of that Guy Fieri show that was in St. Louis where he was going around and getting on food trucks in St. Louis. And they were talking about the stuff that, and some of it I was like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. I might check that place out. But do you think that there's like a negative connotation for a restaurant that was on a show about it being a nightmare? Like you see it and you say, oh, God, that place is a nightmare.
Well, I mean, the reason that you watch the show is so you can see the transformation. And then you get to go to the restaurant and like see how they fucked it up.
That's like that bar rescue show is exactly that. Gordon, the Kitchen Nightmares like spawned a whole new genre of reality television where they take a shitty ass business. They send in a guy in there to like look at how terrible it is, to scream that they're all faggots, and then to be like, this is how we're going to change it.
He actually did his own spinoff of that show. It was called like Hotel Nightmare.
Yes. It lasted like what? Like 6 episodes?
No, he only did it for 6 episodes. They kept going with a completely unrelated dude for another season.
But don't you pretty much just see a bunch of people that are completely incompetent that are being led by a guy who, I mean, kind of points out that they suck at their jobs. And then when they leave, I mean, he was there for a weekend. The incompetent people go back to being incompetent, right?
Well,
I mean, it's not like you lose it in a weekend. I mean, if you're a shithead, you're probably a shithead for life.
Well, the thing is, a lot of those shows like Restaurant Impossible, they go to these failing restaurants, and the reason they're failing isn't necessarily because they can't cook food. Any idiot with two hands can figure out how to cook a grilled cheese sandwich. The problem is they don't know how to manage money or people or inventory, and coming in there and sprucing the place up, yeah, that's nice, but, I mean, you're kind of just dolling up a corpse. It's dead. Then nobody just wants to say anything about it.
One of my favorite parts about those shows, the restaurant ones anyway, is typically when they look in their coolers, there's like rancid ass meat that they've been serving people with, like cockroaches in the breading and shit.
Oh God, if they would have done that to our Pizza Hut while we were there. holy shit. That would have been fun. Like the time the guy left the F rating on the door. And Alice said, no, we're going to stay open, even though there's a D on the front of our restaurant.
You can see how terrible this place is. If you still want to come in, we'll serve you.
Well, he gave us a weekend, and he said he'd come back out, and we spent the entire weekend, like, day and night addressing the issues that he put out to us, so that I think he ended up giving us a B, like, after we spent the whole weekend working on things.
Yeah, but the next time he came back, he gave us an A. I think Kurt might have slipped him $100. But yeah, that's
another fucking Pizza Hut story.
Yeah,
I know. It comes up every goddamn week. We got to talk about that time we worked at Pizza Hut.
Well, that was like a 6 to 7 year stint. I mean, we're not even 40 yet. That was a pretty significant part of our lives.
You think it was significant?
6 years is pretty significant.
It's where we first met.
Yeah. No, it isn't. We met at hockey. And you used to help Paul Sullivan throw my gear outside.
Yeah, we would throw it over the glass so that you had to go out in your tidy whiteys to get it during the next game. But yeah, I mean, back in those Pizza Hut days when we were having poker games after hours in the boss's office and stuff.
Soda Olympics.
Do you think that's something that we could have gotten in trouble for?
What? Holding poker games for $10 each?
Having poker games in the restaurant after hours?
Like a manager who was competent and who gave a shit? Probably. But, you know, not where we worked. Nobody gave a shit.
We should tweet at Pizza Hut on Twitter and ask them if they give a shit if that happens in their franchises.
Just say, you know, hey, this is what happened. How would you handle it?
Is it okay if we like hold poker games in your franchise after hours? Are you good with that? We're still serving your delicious pizza.
There was a guy in Florida that was running a strip club in the back of his barber shop on Saturday nights. Like, he had a barber shop, you know, throughout the week. What was the name of the place? It had like a fun barbershop name. Super Fades.
Super Fades, the barbershop / strip club?
Yeah, he had Super Fades. And, Travis, what?
No, go ahead. Never mind.
No, you had a good one. You had a good one in the chamber, and we kept stepping on it. I'm sure it was great. Let's hear it.
It was. It's gone. No, I'm not gonna do it. I've thought about it.
Oh, we just missed out. We'll never know the gem that Travis was about to throw out.
I'll tell you later.
I want to know what it was.
I'm going to be upset the whole episode.
Right.
So anyway, this guy had a barbershop down in Florida, and there was some shady stuff happening, I think, that brought the investigators.
Super Fades.
Yeah, super Fades. You know, it's a God damn it.
Every Saturday night, after hours, it became a strip club. Is that a?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hootie hoo.
And so investigators started going in there and getting their hair cut, just to kind of, you know, see what was going on. And there was a stripper pole like right in the middle of the barbershop. And like they didn't talk about the stripper pole. It wasn't like, you know, when they came in to get their hair cut to be like, oh yeah, just look out for the stripper pole. It was just there.
Just like, a pole randomly?
There's a pole. And they were like, oh, okay, cool. And so they came back on a Saturday night, and sure enough, there was bitches. They were doing their strippy shows in the barbershop. And I imagine that they probably sat in the chairs, wouldn't you think? Like the fellas that were watching the strippy ladies?
Well, I mean,
probably for lap dances.
I've been in those little chairs. I don't think you can really get like a good lap dance going on in those chairs.
They spin around and stuff. I mean, that's cool, right?
Well, of course.
And they were selling vodka, and one of the gals was underage. That's when it really went to shit.
They had no liquor license, right? They were just selling whatever they bought from the store.
Yeah, they like went down to, you know, the handy pantry, and they bought some vodka, and then they were selling shots to the fellas.
Can I ask you a real question, though?
What?
Do you see anything, I mean, besides the 17-year-old stripper, do you see anything wrong with some brothers with their...
getting together and hiring a stripper? No.
Right. No, exactly. And, like, charging for a glass of vodka? Like, who fucking cares?
You pitch in, man. You right. Gonna come to this party for free?
As long as they were paying their good taxes.
Well, fuck the tax. I have parties randomly where we'll get, like, a half barrel, you know? It's like a summer party. Get a half barrel and cook a bunch of, like, brats and dogs. And sometimes people give me $20, you know, to, like, go towards that beer and or right. food. Is that illegal?
Well, if you do it every week for 5 years, maybe.
I mean, this is his place of business. It wasn't like, you know, it was he paid for the rent of the barbershop. This is his place. He wants to have a right. couple friends over to, you know, oogle some boobies. He should be able to.
Exactly. You and I have...
Except for the 17-year-old.
Well, yeah. Well, just take that out of the equation, because I don't think that's even what the article was talking about, really, because they both got arrested, the 17-year-old girl and the guy. But, like, you run kind of a small business out of your house. I do it, like, on the side, too, like, on the internet, sell some shit. So, like, this is kind of my home and my place of business. So if I wanted to have a bunch of ladies over here to strip for my buddies and, like, they pitched in to buy some alcohol while they watched them, is that illegal?
No, I don't think so. Right. Maybe the law would disagree.
If you let in anybody who happens to wander up to your door and say, you know, $20 and you can come inside this house and watch this lady shake her bits, that might be.
Drunk?
Yes, sir. I like
Oogle. Oh, drunk's here.
I like oogling boobies.
You like oogling boobies?
And I like 17-year-olds.
Well, I mean, this kind of ties into, you know, we were talking about barbershops and you know, them.
They
did not come through for you in the Hollywood Fantasy League, my friend.
I figured.
Think Like a Man 2 made $48 million.
Yeah. Hey, and with a what, about 27%?
37% Metacritic.
Oh, my God. And the first one had a really good Metacritic, didn't it?
I believe so,
I think
yeah.
so, which is the reason I chose it.
Yeah,
because it had a decent Metacritic last time.
Terrible.
So, well, especially considering the budget was probably about $9 million so for a piece of shit like that.
And all of it was to Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
So how many points is that?
18 points, drunk.
Woohoo!
So
I'm going to get lapped on this go-around.
Yeah, I think you're in trouble. You may not defend your title.
Well, at least I won one.
Yeah.
Mike?
What?
Is it down to me and you, do you think?
Well, you're in trouble too, Travis.
Well,
and I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
Your Transformers was your first round pick. You were kind of needing that to be good.
That's my big bet.
So it right now it has a 32% Metacritic.
Do you know how much it's made so far?
It says $100 million, but there's been controversy that they might have overreported a little bit.
That's probably more like
97.
30-something points.
Fuck.
Yeah, so it's only like 30 points because of the low Metacritic.
So far, we still got another week, right?
Yeah.
I don't foresee you making another 100 million, though.
Right.
And also, it's really popular to shit on anything Michael Bay touches now.
Yeah, which might be the problem with mine, because he produced the Ninja Turtles.
So, you know what the problem is with that? Is it's just like M. Night Shyamalan. Did you ever see that movie Devil, where it pretty much completely took place in an elevator?
You know, I was with that movie until the very end.
As
end
was I.
got really dumb.
Yeah, as was I. But it, like, all the way up until the very end, it was a great movie, right? I mean, yeah. It was like suspenseful, and it was like, this is really fucking cool.
Right.
I mean, there's kind of a cool twist at the end, but like, not one person went and saw that, all because they said Shyamalan produced it. And Michael Bay, how much could he have actually had to do with this Ninja Turtle movies that's coming up? You know, I mean, like, he didn't design the Ninja Turtles. Like, I'm sure he didn't, you know, he didn't direct it. So what's, it's just his name plastered over the top of it.
You know, the guy who is directing the Ninja Turtles movie, he did the sequel to Wrath of the Titans, and he did Battle Los Angeles. He's made a couple of real stinkeroonies. Like, how do you fail upwards to get the Ninja Turtles? Like, how do you make the Wrath of the Titans, and then they say, oh, the Wrath of the Titans was a piece of shit. Nobody went and saw it. Here's Ninja Turtles. Try again.
It couldn't have been too bad, though, because Wrath of the Titans is getting a third movie.
No way.
Yeah, I cannot remember what it's called right now, but there is going to be a third Clash of the Titans movie.
So, did my Planes 2 movie come out already?
No, I think that comes out in the next couple of weeks, but
Just remember, in Hollywood, all you have to have is one major hit, and
but
they'll allow
hasn't.
You to...
he hasn't had a hit.
Really?
I mean, the movies that he's made, for the most part, were not good movies, and I don't think any of them... I mean, that Battle of Los Angeles, that movie sucked.
I'm sorry, who are we talking about?
The guy like who's directing movie? The Ninja Turtles.
And it's who?
Liebman, or...
It's somebody... stupid. I'm looking him up now because that's what we're going to do. Jonathan Liebesman. He's known for Battle Los Angeles, Wrath of the Titans, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning.
Well, there
nobody
it is.
Saw that.
was that the prequel?
No, it was the sequel to the... Well, yeah, it was the prequel to the reboot.
The prequel to the reboot?
I think so, yes, because there was...
So he didn't do the reboot, he did the prequel.
It has a 5.9 out of 10. So, I mean, like, that's not a good grade, and it didn't make any money. Battle Los Angeles has a 5.8 out of 10. It did not make a ton of money. Well, Wrath of the Titans has a 5.8 out of 10.
That, like, made money worldwide. The thing about it is, like, you have to look... You can't look at it domestically anymore. You have to look at it worldwide. And Wrath of the Titans, as well as that Texas Chainsaw Massacre prequel to the reboot, made a fuck ton of money worldwide.
But, I mean, right now, and I'm not poo-pooing on it, right now, that movie from the previews looks great.
It looks fucking great.
It looks great. And so I'm hoping it isn't shitty.
Well, so did that Battle Los Angeles. That looked pretty cool from the previews, too. That was pretty shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, I want to believe. I want to believe it's going to be great.
Well, the guy puts out under 6-star movies, so think of a Ninja Turtles movie that doesn't get to a 6.
Well, go look at the other Ninja Turtle movies. I bet you not one of them has above a 6. The three from the 90s, I bet you they're not greatly rated.
I have a feeling you're wrong, sir.
You think so? I love them. I mean, absolutely love them. And the first Ninja Turtle movies, the 1991, is an excellent film, and it holds up. Like, if you watch that not even as a Ninja Turtle fan, it's a good movie. The sequel is a little bit more cartoony. That's for Ninja Turtle fans. The third one is a piece of shit. But they hold up. They absolutely hold up.
Let's check out the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 1990.
6.7.
Oh, fuck.
Came out in 1990.
Check out The Secret of the Ooze.
Fucking had a $13 million budget and made $136 million.
Jesus. Fuck yeah, it did. I was in third grade when that movie came out, and every goddamn person that I knew had nothing but Ninja Turtle shit. Everybody talked about it. Everybody had shirts. Everybody had merchandise and comic books and books. That was like the thing to have in 1990 was Ninja Turtles.
I concur.
Right. Oh, there it is. 91.
Man, they cranked that second one out quick.
Yeah, it came out real fast.
90 to 1991. That has a 5.9, so yes, it isn't so as well received.
First one did. I can tell you, like I said, like with... I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old child. And a while ago, my daughter got into the Ninja Turtles, and it was only because she saw the very first Ninja Turtle movie and then the second one. And the second one became the thing that was like crack cocaine to my like 5-year-old and 2-year-old. Like the boy is like an uber Ninja Turtle freak. And I don't know if I told you, like, when that first teaser trailer came out where you just saw the new Ninja Turtles for the first time, well, the boy, who you're going to get, like, pure, you know, actual pure, like, comments from, said straight out, he's like, Donnie's too big, or Leo's too big, he's too big. I'm like, oh, yeah, this doesn't look great, except the Mikey part at the very end where he was giving April some shit was really fun. Well, I just showed them on the big screen the brand new Ninja Turtle trailer that came out this last week, the extended trailer, and both of them went batshit crazy. They wanted to watch it like 3 times because they were so excited about it. And these are kids who want to watch like the new or old Ninja Turtle cartoon as much as possible. So I think that regardless of what they do, this movie is going to make a fucking boatload of money just because it's... The Ninja Turtles have had such a resurgence lately.
I don't understand why any... Who cares how big... I think they look like turtles. I think they look cool.
It's a redesign. They look... Yeah, they look cool.
They don't look like guys in turtle suits. They look like big turtle guys with masks.
I would watch 4 more Ninja Turtle movies with those turtle suits.
Oh, yeah.
That third one was real bad, though.
I don't know if I ever saw the third one.
They went back into, like, ancient Japan, and there was a white guy there for some reason.
Oh, yeah, the third one was okay.
I don't know if I ever saw
the third one. Was that killed the franchise.
It was okay.
Yeah.
That was like the Batman and Robin of Ninja Turtle movies.
It was such a shit premise, too. They could have just done what the cartoon did and went to, what was that, Craig, the little brain that was in the
Krang.
Yeah,
well, it was Krang. They went to Dimension X.
That would have made a much better movie. With Bebop and Rocksteady, you know.
Toka and Rezar were in the second ones, right?
I hated those two. They were like, the Turtles' mentally challenged cousins. Like, you just felt bad for them when they kept trying to do things and hug you.
Well, we got real nerdy real quick. We kind of went on a little bit of a tangent here.
It's not really nerdy till we go on about Mr. Who.
Do you mean the 7th Mister or the 10th Mister?
No, the 13th Mister.
He's coming up, right? The 13th Mister.
They're on the 13th Mister Who?
No, I think they're at 11 or 12 now.
I think it's 12.
It depends on how you're counting them.
Yeah, if you don't count John Hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, and who does? I mean, you just... That's silly, right?
Well, they couldn't get Aaron Eccleston back in because he apparently pissed off too many people.
Right, yeah.
And he hated being Doctor Who, I think.
Right. He hated it.
I think he hated working.
Do you think maybe he just didn't want to be typecasted as the Mister?
Well, all of them did before him, so yeah, I could see like him getting this one job and then dying in that role.
I don't know what the fuck they're talking.
I've never seen a half an episode of Mister Who. I don't know.
I've never even seen like the opening credits.
Oh, I've watched the Eccleston Mister Who's, the Tennant ones, the Smith ones.
Smith, yep.
I heard they're talking about making Mister Who abroad though, and the Brits are all in a tizzy.
A chick,
no,
Mr. Who?
They didn't. It's an old white guy.
Yeah.
This old white guy, every movie and everything he's ever been in, he is this foul-mouthed dude who says cunt all the time and talks about dicks.
That's really true.
Is it Sir Michael Caine?
No, I forget the guy's name, but every time I've ever seen him in anything, he's going on about dicks and pussies and cunts, and now he's Doctor Who, and I really want to hear Doctor Who talk about cunts. That would
especially
be...
especially to that companion that he has. She is fucking mega hot, cute. Clara?
Right, Clara.
Yeah, I don't even know. Next subject.
they've had some uggles on the companion list.
Next subject. You remember that Mr. Who spinoff
Which no?
Oh yeah, the one where they went to America to
yeah, Miracle Day.
Yeah,
was this on BBC America?
No, this was on fucking PBS? Stars or something.
I think it was Firewood.
Yeah, Torchwood.
Yeah, Torchwood.
It was produced by one of the pay channels here. I think it was like Stars or something.
It was Stars, yep. And then it had Bill Pullman in it.
Yeah, Bill Pullman was
Bill
in it.
Pullman was Doctor Who?
No, he was in it.
He was an enemy of Mr. Who.
Was this before or after Twister?
After. Way after. It was like 2 years ago.
Or is that Bill Paxton?
That's Bill Paxton. No, wait. They're the same person. It don't matter.
Which one was Doctor Who? Was it the president from Independence Day?
Oh, no. Doctor Who wasn't in
or
this.
Or Twister.
Doctor
they're
Who
the same
there.
Guy.
No, they're different people.
I thought Pullman was in Twister, too.
No, Paxton.
Yeah,
Twister. No, Twister 2. I mean, the sequel.
There was a sequel to Twister?
Yeah,
Doctor
it was,
Who was in it?
Bill Pullman and that blonde chick that kind of looks like Helen Hunt.
And also the guy that played Q on Star Trek.
Yeah.
It was Helen Hunt's brother,
Mike. The
guy
that plays Q on Star Trek. He's the bad
Mike
guy
Hunt.
In My Little Ponies.
Yeah, Jonathan Frakes.
Yeah.
Mike Hunt. Helen Hunt's brother.
You should have left
that.
That
was a good joke.
You should have left that.
We got a guy
himself.
In the chat room who doesn't know who Mr. Who is. <That's
great>. Mike Hunt! Oh, God damn it. That was a good joke.
That's a Simpsons Moe's Tavern Bart Simpson prank phone call.
Right. Straight from 1991.
And it's fucking killing Mike like it's so contemporary.
Oh. Oh, God.
I can't believe he doesn't know who Mr. Who is.
Mr. Who doesn't know who
See,
Mr. Who
is? What the fuck is Mr. Who?
What the fuck is Mr. Who? Yeah, Mr. Who. The
show.
The
ABC
long
show.
Yeah, the long-running British show about...
He didn't go to medical school for 4 years to be called Mr. Who, sir.
Yeah, well.
Well,
is that right?
Well, we don't believe in degrees in this country.
We should forgive all of his student loans.
All
right. All right,
So, go America.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Go America.
Oh, is that game on? Or
tomorrow.
Yeah, it's
tomorrow?
On tomorrow.
That's exciting.
2 o'clock Central.
You know what's exciting is the build-up to the game, but not the actual game.
I would rather...
Game is boring as fuck.
Get out of here.
The only thing more interesting than that game would be to watch a hobo take a shit on that field. I would definitely tune in to that.
You guys don't know what entertainment is.
Well, it's
but
not
hey,
soccer.
They dribble the ball with their feet.
It goes one way, it goes the other way, and the game ends 0-0.
Okay, I'm going to tell you how to improve soccer. Are you ready?
Landmines.
Landmines would be good, yes. Okay, you cut the field about in half, and you make the sidelines like way closer together, and you get rid of all of the grass and replace it with ice. And instead of kicking the ball, you all have sticks, and you make the ball not so much like a ball, but more like a little rubber disc.
And the goalies can wear the same jerseys as the players.
Right.
Because they'll have different gear.
Sounds an awful lot like hockey.
Well, if you're going to go there.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I would watch it.
Like indoor soccer, with the times that I've gone and see, we used to have an indoor soccer team in St. Louis.
We still do.
Was pretty entertaining. It's a quick game. It's,
people actually score.
Yeah, I mean the goals are close enough together to where there's a lot of shots on goal. It's not all taking place in like the middle of the field.
So I'm pretty sure the average World Cup game has been like 3-2 or 2-1 or something like that.
But I watched a game that was 1-0. I watched a game that ended 0-0.
Well, that happens.
And
that happens a lot.
But it's stupid.
But 3-2 in soccer is basically 21-14 in football, and nobody complains about that.
Well, if a goalie like their like big workout is getting 20 shots in a game. It's not really that big of a workout.
The game well, I first watched of all, 20 was shots in the game's ridiculous. Japan versus Sweden or something.
No, not
the Sweden. Japanese goalie got 7 shots in the entire game.
In the entire 90 minutes.
7 shots. He averaged less than a shot every 10 minutes.
Lundqvist gets that in like fucking 4 minutes.
I mean, like, he could have at many points well, throughout the game.
You're comparing hockey to soccer.
Just gone two to the bathroom. Games. He could have just walked off the field and gone and taken a piss and came back and would not have missed anything.
You guys have no appreciation.
You're right.
The game is boring.
Your life's boring. All right.
In defense of soccer and how
and
fucking boring it is.
And you got a lumpy butt. Ooh, burn.
And the underside of my testicle sack is smooth as silk.
But anyway, happy 4th of July to everybody upcoming.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay.
Actually, we are going to have a guest next week.
Well, I don't know who these people are. I mean,
one of them is about video games, Napier.
Well, I know that, but I mean, it's not like we were best friends growing up. Like, well, if we interviewed some of my childhood friends, I'd probably more interested. Nobody else would be.
Skyrim.
Oh yeah, if we interviewed like the dude who does like the voice of all the dogs in Skyrim,
Scrim.
Yeah, Scrim. That'd be
the
rather...
guy who does the voice of the dogs.
Yeah, like a couple of the dogs talk.
Oh, the dog. I was going to say, do they just like make dog noises? Because you probably would just get a dog.
Some of them do, but then there's like this whole thing where this dog is like talking to you and you got to take him to like some vampire dude. You got to kick the shit out of his old master for being a dick to him. And then he's your dog.
So
friend.
You meet a dog.
Yeah, you meet
and the dog's talking to you.
Yeah, he kind of sounds a little bit like Gilbert Gottfried, like the parrot.
And he said, my master was a vampire, and he was mean to me.
Yeah, pretty much. And we got to go, like, take him back to his master so that he convinces this vampire dude.
Does he want to go back to his master?
Yeah, he ain't happy being out, like, in the world on his own.
Oh.
So you got to convince his master to take him back. But the master's like, no, dude, I got all these vampire dudes, and we're all friends. So you got to, like, find this magical horn that he lost and play him a song. And then he'll take his dog back.
After you play him a song?
Yeah. But I think it just ends up killing the dog, and then the dude's like laughing at you for being such a fucking bitch. Like, you just killed his dog with this magical trumpet.
Oh, so the dog is allergic to the songs?
Yeah, the dog doesn't like the trumpet, and then he dies. And then the
maybe
master...
Maybe he just played the wrong song.
Well, I don't know. There's
Did you
only
just
one...
not play it good enough? I mean, were you supposed to hit a sequence of buttons for each note?
No, you just activate it. Like, you like, okay, press X to activate the horn in front of the master and his dog. And it plays a little song, and then the dog dies. And also, another really creepy thing with Skyrim, there's a little part where there's, like, all these dead dogs lying around. It's like a dog fighting area. You see all these, like, dead dogs lying around. It's real fucking creepy.
Well... All right, I put my 30 minutes in for today.
Wow.
Skyrim is really fucking weird and creepy.
So but, in the 30 minutes I've been here, we've talked about strippers,
Mr.
dogs
Who.
Dying, and Mr. Who.
Yeah.
And Americans are just soccer in general.
Drunk. What is it that you want to talk about?
No, I'm just saying this. It's been a weird episode.
Yeah.
And I've only been here for 30 minutes.
I agree with you.
I could only imagine what the first hour was like.
Oh, it was way better.
Was it a barrel full of monkeys?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about some monkeys.
And some bears.
We talked about Ninja Turtles. True, drunk.
Oh, yeah. We talked about movies, too.
Right.
In general.
Yeah.
All right. Well...
I really hope that Cars 2 or Cars 3 movie or whatever piece of crap that Pixar is bringing out.
Planes. It's Disney. It's not Pixar.
It's not Pixar,
I hope that thing burns.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I know I'm going to finish last in this round. So.
No, I just don't like the concept because they got the eyes in the wrong places for the cars. like their eyes are the windshields and they're not supposed to be the windshields.
They're supposed to be the headlights.
Yeah, that really fucking throws me off, and I hated that movie and everything that spawned from it. And I really hated Larry the Cable Guy for being that autistic trash truck or whatever he was. I really didn't like that.
Travis?
Yes?
Do you have any final thoughts?
Final thoughts? I think my final thought escaped me about 15 minutes ago.
Was it from the Mr. Who?
Drunk?
Yes.
Do you have any final thoughts?
Happy 4th of July, go America.
Woo!
I have a final thought.
Are you going to ask Napier if he has a final thought?
That I just want to say thank you to everybody.
Yeah?
We're actually coming up on, is it 2 or 3 years on Radio FUBAR?
Oh, it's about 3, isn't it?
3, because we started in July of something.
That's ancient.
I think it's 3. 3 years on Radio FUBAR, so thank you to them.
Is next week episode 150?
Oh, is it? Are we going to do something neat?
I think we decided that's not a big deal.
Who decided? I thought we talked about in comic book lingo, every 25 episodes should be a big deal.
Well, maybe we'll do something neat then.
We're going to get some 17-year-old strippers.
17-year-old stripper party!
No, it's a shame you don't live in St. Louis,
you
Travis.
Think my old lady...
I know, I'd bring the Taka vodka that we could sell for $5 a glass.
You'll spend multiple $1,000s on a trip to Chicago to visit Freddy Krueger. You might as well just come down here, too.
Yeah, Travis is going to get on a train and come down here for the 150th episode.
Excellent.
I would do that for... Episode 200, maybe not 150.
Oh, so 150 isn't a big deal. Is what
you know what?
Saying.
Instead of
so it's decided.
I think,
guys, to me, every episode is special.
Amen.
Mike, instead of getting 17-year-old strippers, can we just open up a barber shop? Because the cops probably won't care about that.
Maybe it's time to bring Napier's sexy story time for the ladies back.
Oh, do we got more Robotnik getting his taint handed to him?
I don't know. We'll talk about it, guys.
Can we have the return of Wolverine and his thick arm length penis?
I saw some good ones. We'll talk about it.
I think we could cast Wolverine as a character in the one that you found.
You think?
Yeah, like I don't want to give it away.
I don't think there's a story that has ever been told that wouldn't be made better by Wolverine.
Napier?
Yes.
Do you have any final thoughts?
I got a lot of thoughts. None of them are very coherent. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays 9-8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Join to chat or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFubar.com. Rate us on iTunes or Stitcher or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODicks, on Twitter at WFODicks, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at Napierisms. Listen to other shows on Radio FUBAR because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell.
Liberty of pulling up a weird news story to discuss with you. And I hope that's all right.
That's exciting.
That seems natural.
It's perfectly natural.
The weird news is perfectly natural.
Well,
Napier's going to love this story, by the way.
It reminds me of Mike, because when
Make sure to tell him about it when he gets there.
He's here.
I'm kidding. Hi, Napier.
Hi, Dan.
What about me? Do I get a hello?
Fuck you.
Hi.
Hello.
He forgot your name?
He did. He did. He really forgot my name. It's all right. It's better to have been loved and left by Napier than never loved at all. He never loved me. Okay, but this story reminds me of Mike, because when Mike was a guest on our show, we talked about bears getting wasted on fumes from fuel. And I'm sure Mike will remember that.
They were huffing.
I'll remember that, but you did cut it from the episode, so no one else will.
No, but we do, and that's what matters.
But
inside
it'll
joke.
It'll make people wonder, have I heard about that?
It'd be like, nope.
We'll confuse them. That's what we'll do. Anyways, this story's about bears. Birds do it. Bees do it. Bears do it too, but some bears do it a little bit differently. Researchers from Poland are reporting that a pair of male brown bears at a zoo in Croatia have been engaging in oral sex, and lots of it. Over the course of 116 hours of recent observation, the animals engaged in fellatio 28 times. That's about one act... Sorry, go ahead.
One in what? I'm sorry. I was going to do the math, but then you were just going to do it for me, so I should have shut the fuck up.
It's about one act of fellatio for every 4 hours.
That's a pretty good average.
Way better than I've ever gotten.
Right?
I've never gotten hit once every 4 hours.
These are some generous bears.
I had a friend once that actually was constantly complaining to me that his girlfriend blew him too much.
What an idiot.
Did you kill him? You killed him and took his girlfriend?
That was every 4 hours.
That's why he said he had a friend once. He's no longer his
friend.
Well,
that's the last time I complained to Mike about my sexual problems.
He's like, I'm drinking sangria out of his skull right now.
The duration of the act was between 1 and 4 minutes long.
That's about right.
Is it?
After 4 minutes, I mean, like, what are we doing here? Let's move this along, lady.
Blowies, that's
you get
what...
bored?
I'm just like, I mean, there's only so much... You don't know what you're doing, do you?
If you're not getting semen out of me by minute 4, then I'm over it!
Adjust your grip! You know what?
The bear's mouth is really fucking hot.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you definitely want to watch the teeth if you were a bear.
And they have those, you know, there's like
a... You mean a bear as opposed to a twink?
Right.
They have, you know, like those mouth... They have those mouth ridges, too, that are very pleasing on the
phallus.
Yeah,
it's ribbed for their pleasure.
Oh, right, it's ribbed for everyone's pleasure. The sad thing, though, is that these bears are like prison gay. Right? They're like in a zoo.
There are still photographs.
Yeah, they don't
in this. I don't know if Dan... Oh, Dan has it pulled up on his computer.
You're damn right I do. It's my new desktop background.
And there's like a bear wiener sticking in another bear wiener's face. They are definitely fellating each other. I mean, there's not like no mistaking about it.
It's not like they're trying to get a worm out of there or something.
No, they're not cleaning each other. They are...
Oh, no.
Well, one of them, the one was like, oh, man, I got something on my wiener. Could you clean it up for me? And the other one's like, yeah, okay. And then every 1 to 4 hours, the other bear
dirty
was like,
again.
Oh, man, that thing on my dick again. You're not getting it.
Like, it
really is weird because I swear I popped something.
The thing that was the weirdest to me...
I got this hot goo in my... I thought it was pus.
These people...
But it wasn't. It was bear goo.
Ew, God.
Bear jizz.
People in Poland
sat
there.
That's what I
there.
Call a grizzly. A jizzly.
I agree with Travis. That was a really bad joke.
You fucking reach.
Around.
Oh, boo.
All right, I get it too.
Jesus Christ.
He doesn't give blowjobs like bears do.
Give him a break, Travis. They took a couple weeks off.
Right,
oh
thank you.
Oh, my God.
This doesn't even count as an actual episode.
But do you guys understand that there...
I was just going to let it slide. Travis just booed you.
I was fully expecting for that joke to die.
You guys, there was a room full of scientists sitting there making hash marks every time the bears gave each other head.
They're like, oh, now let's watch these bears. Let's watch these bears fuck.
Like, were they observing the bears for another reason, or were they all just there to watch if they'd blow each other?
It seemed like they were just there for the blowing.
Like they were observing for something else, and then they noticed that they started sucking each other's dicks a lot, so they were like,
and then that,
maybe we should start counting this, guys.
Yeah, you know what would be way better than finding out what these things eat or whatever? Let's watch them suck each other's dicks off.
They're sucking anyways. We might as well keep track.
Yeah.
Look, we were here to, like, you know, take apart their duty and make sure there wasn't anything weird in it, but this sounds like way more fun.
Let's make a game of it. We'll see how many times they can suck each other off in a day.
Would you like to hear their theory on why it was happening?
Because they're in prison. They're prison gay bears.
Oh, I know, because getting your dick sucked feels awesome.
That is not the theory that was floated. That's not scientific.
I guarantee you it is.
They suggest that the behavior may have started as a consequence of prematurely curtailed maternal suckling. When these bears were orphaned as cubs, brown bears suckle their mother for milk, bonding, and comfort. Orphaned bear cubs may suck their own or their siblings' body parts, such as paws or ears, as a substitute for their mother's nipples. In the case reported here, the provider may have found a substitute for teat suckling that also resulted in a letdown of substitute, quote-unquote, milk.
Holy Jesus.
God. So it's not
Jesus?
Sorry. It's also incest?
Yeah, they're like brother bears.
Were they orphaned because they took them from the wild away from their mother to live in a zoo?
I think they were
behind glass so that they could watch them blow each other for our entertainment?
Because they're gay.
Yeah, I think their mom abandoned them because they were fucking each other. Get out of here, you little faggots.
Actually, this is not a zoo. It's like more like a peep show where you have to put a quarter in and then the curtain goes up and the bears blow each other.
I'm not going to have my bear legacy sullied by you homos, bears.
Yeah, I'm in heat. I can make another one just like you.
It's like a Game of Thrones kind of thing.
Right.
Like incest, let's abandon these children.
Like the beginning of 300.
I could continue making puns and say that one of the bears' names was Gamey. Gay?
Boo! All
right.
What was his name?
Instead of Jamie, Gamey.
Gamey.
Oh. Actually, that's not that unfunny. It's kind of funny.
Well, I mean, it would have worked if we would have known ahead of time that his name was Jamie, and then
I did. I knew.
You should have known.
Maybe it's pronounced in German, gummy.
Gummy.
Yeah, one of the bears doesn't have teeth.
I bet I know what his job is. Sorry, man. That's just the lot you were cast.
That's what you got to do to survive, man. Otherwise, the bears, they don't need you.
In nature, that's what's called a taker.
How does a bear learn to give a blowjob? Like.
Once every 4 hours, he signs into school, baby.
How did you learn how to give a blowjob, Mandy?
Let's not go there.
Trial and error.
Boo!
Was there like a blowjob class or something? Or did like a friend tell you?
Have you heard about blowjobs?
You've learned it from Cosmo.
Excuse me, do you have a minute? I'd like to tell you about blowjobs.
Yeah, they hand you out a pamphlet once you get your period.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, they give you a pamphlet.
Are you on your period? You're going to need to know how to do
this.
Here
you go. Oh, you've got your period, and then your blowjob packet comes in the mail.
You're going to be doing this for at least 3 to 5 days a month.
I mean, that's not a conversation you have with your mom or something. I mean,
not our mom.
No.
Not our mom at all.
No, our mother, when she gave us a sex talk, sat me down in front of our 90-year-old pediatrician and said, hey, if you've got any questions... No, she said, if you've got any questions about sex,
Dan,
you can ask
totally
Dr. Redeemed
Rush. Himself. Continue.
As our trusted pediatrician,
and thus
this is what I need from you.
And thus I learned the ways of love.
Well, what do we have going on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks program tonight?
I have no idea. I guess we'll have to figure that out.
Apparently Mike's going to be playing with my titties.
Yeah. Ooh,
I like the direction that's
sexy.
Headed.
Speaking of bears.
I don't know. I just have so much stuff on this list. Who even knows?
Well, make sure to listen to Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks starting almost immediately.
I just sold it, didn't I? I sold it good.
Absolutely. I'll be there in spirit.
I'll be eating meatloaf.
And then followed by...
And then listening later on the podcast version.
Beauty and the Beast.
The podcast version.
Podcast version of just we'll pretend it's live, but just don't talk to them in the chat or anything because they won't respond.
They won't be there.
No, they might be in chat.
Oh,
there's a chance. It's like chat roulette.
Without the dicks.
You know what's really fucked up?
What?
If you know how the Native Americans have the spirit animals? What if your spirit animal was the bear that sucks dick? You're not getting any feathers in your hat with that one.
The fairy bear.
Just come back to camp. Didn't see shit. Didn't see shit. Don't know shit.
I don't.
Apparently, bears are weird.
Yeah, I don't think those mushrooms. I think those mushrooms were dad's. I didn't find my spirit animal. I'm gonna go brush my teeth.
Gummy bear.
I was dehydrated in the desert for 5 days. I have no idea what I saw.
All right. Well, have a good show, guys.
Bye.
Have a very wonderful show. Hang up, quick. Oh. Yes.